You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
No
when to hold him.
Did you ever see Kenny Rogers in concert?
No when to fold him. No.
He was great. Is he still with us? Is Kenny Rogers alive? Is Kenny Rogers?
Oh,
I'm getting
He's not.
He died March 20th, 2020.
Oh, shame.
Right
now. R.I.P.
He put on a great show.
Really?
Great show. You know every word to every song. There's something in that. You know, when you know every word to every song and you're at a concert, it is like, for example, Garth Brooks, when I go to a Garth Brooks show.
Yeah.
Everybody knows every single word of every song. I always think that's like the coolest thing.
Wait till Friday night.
Oh, Friday night, of course, Yachtly Crew.
Yachtly Crew, we will know every word to every song, and everybody's going to be jamming like crazy. And like I said to you earlier, Mace,
yep,
we're going to get loose Friday night.
Yes, we are. I've said this. I'll tell you just straight up, we're Ubering, me and Juan, and we are both going to enjoy ourselves.
So I'm coming with me and my three girlfriends.
Three. You have three girlfriends.
That's right.
Rachel.
Okay.
Rachel.
Rachel's my number one.
Okay.
And then I have two number twos.
Who are they? So you have a one and two twos.
Right. So it's me and my three girls. We're all coming in
together.
Who
are these two?
Your daughters?
They're Cappy's Angels.
Cappy's Angels.
Right. So it's me and Rachel. And then we travel with two other very hot chicks.
Really?
Yeah. We have Sandra.
Sandra and Suzanne. Sandra and Suzanne.
Okay. Right. So you'll see me. You won't miss me.
And they're Cappy's Angels.
Correct. Blonde, brunette, redhead.
You're in the pose. They in the pose.
Yeah. Like, oh, the whole deal. Wait till you see what's going on here.
Oh,
You are going to see a side of Cappy. Just so you know.
That I've never seen before?
I mean, we hung out a couple weeks ago on Venice Beach, but it was just me and Rachel.
Oh, yeah. No, this is going to be.
But this is when me and Rachel bring all of our girls.
Plus, I to quote your little drop there, we are definitely going to get loose.
Going to get loose.
We are going to get loose.
Tonight. Yes, we are.
Loose Friday night.
That's right.
You're going to get
loose. We are going to get very loose. All right, let's 2 o'clock call today. Let's go to Lynn in Anaheim. Lynn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, boys.
What's
How you
up?
Doing?
Good, man.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that.
Yep, no. It's too late now.
Anyway, what did you guys think when Michael Jordan went from basketball to baseball?
I thought.
Did you guys have any opinion?
Yes, my opinion was he got busted betting on the NBA. They sent him away to baseball for 2 years in a super secret suspension, and then he came back and played in the NBA again. But I've always believed that conspiracy that he did get busted betting on basketball.
Lynn, I'm curious why you're asking.
No, because that's exactly what I thought. And I'm hoping that's not what's going to happen to Ohtani.
Now, do you believe that that's what is going on with Ohtani, that he is personally involved in betting on baseball?
In my heart, no. But you just don't know, man. $4 million? Somebody has to know something.
Yeah, a lot of money. Lynn, thank you for the call. What's your final take on, I guess it's not a final take, before the season starts? I generally believe Ohtani. I thought the most obvious answer was the guy stole his money.
The most obvious answer to me was my boy got himself into trouble, and $4.5 million is something that's impossible for him to pay, but I can handle it no problem. I want to take care of my guy, so I was just doing right by my boy. That to me seemed like a very reasonable explanation.
But that's a crime.
But the screw up is what happens in the next part of the story and the next part of the story and the next part of the story. Because first it was, hey, I'm helping out my buddy. Then
what Ipe's story was. Ipe's story was Shohei's helping me out.
Okay. Well,
that's the story he went with.
Then maybe somebody goes, well, wait a second. If that's the case, then Ohtani's in trouble. So now we have to make it so that Ipe stole the money. Here's what I'm going to say, because everybody thinks that if you don't just accept what Ohtani has said thus far.
Oh, you don't have to accept it.
But if you don't accept it, you are a hater. Oh, that's right.
Social media.
Okay, you're a hater. If you don't accept that Ohtani just told you that his boy stole from him,
you're allowed to have your opinion, of course.
Okay, but Dodger fans do not want to hear this. Dodger fans are like, it's over. Okay, nothing to see here. It's over. Let's go on. Hit some home runs. Let's go.
But here's the thing. It is kind of over. Like, tomorrow we're not going to be talking about this. We're going to talk about Ohtani going 2-for-4 with a bomb. I mean, we're going to talk about him getting off to a really good start.
Or 0-for-4 and being distracted.
Okay. Wow.
It's possible.
All it's a long season. He could be, I'm sure it is a distraction.
All I'm saying is this. Here's all I'm saying. Is it possible that Ohtani covered for his pal?
Of course it's possible.
Is it possible that his buddy stole from him?
Absolutely.
Is it possible that Ipe is being scapegoated or is now the fall guy for something that maybe was a little bit more unsavory?
Right.
Possible, maybe.
Sure, it's possible.
All I'm saying is this. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Not sure yet.
But I do think it's going to the back burner while we play baseball.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Nice. I guess on Blue Review today, you're doing the Blue Review every morning at 9:30, Bergman. That was sort of your summary today on Blue Review,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, basically, look, there's just nothing to add to the story right now, so I'm not going to force feed this into the feed. I'm going to talk about baseball. If you have questions about Ohtani, we will answer them as best as that we can. But for the most part, we're talking about baseball now. And to your point, Cappy, that story that you're saying that Ohtani actually was just helping Ipe out, it's not possible anymore.
No.
Shohei has made it impossible for that to be the answer. Because of what he said, I did not give money. I did not. Everything he said was not real. So he can no longer use that excuse. That excuse no longer exists.
Right. And by the way, Ipe says, I stole the money. Shohei didn't know. Shohei says he stole the money. I didn't know. There's like, they're telling the same story.
Yeah, well, because 5 days after the story comes out and crisis managers get involved, then they've got to go and they've got to have a press conference.
But if that's what both of them tell the FBI, then
it's
over.
But
Ipe may go to jail.
Okay, so here's what I want to say. This is my end-all be-all with Shohei right now. Here goes. Yep. You ready? For Ohtani to be innocent, Ipe must be guilty. Think about that for a quick second.
That's correct.
For Ohtani to be innocent,
right,
Ipe has got to be guilty. Whether he is or he isn't, he must go to jail. He stole $4.5 million. He was working with an illegal bookmaking operation. And for Ohtani to truly be innocent, Ipe must be 100% guilty.
Right. Well, they are providing the authorities with all the documentation to be able to charge him.
So do you
he's going to be charged with embezzlement.
Do you think any of Ohtani's people, the Dodgers, anybody would be okay with Ohtani stepping out in front of all of the media and all of the world and saying, I did absolutely nothing, if he actually kind of did? It's very easy to find out for the feds.
Although, here's the weird thing. You're allowed to say something in public and say something
behind
under
doors.
Oath.
Sure.
They don't have to match up. The only thing that matters is what you say under oath. You can BS your way through anything, but under oath is where it counts.
Right, but it's very easy to find out. And he'll look like a liar to the public. And
right, I mean,
absolutely
they're
going to
use
terrible.
IP
you got to deny.
And,
you yeah. have to
you
deny.
You have to deny, but also it'll come out eventually. The feds
maybe.
Will find everything. Yeah, everything.
But listen, when you are caught in a situation and you're ultra famous, you deny until you get busted, hoping that you don't get busted. Example. Pete Rose did that, okay?
Yep.
And I'm going, that's an ancient history.
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
A more contemporary, even though less famous, Lance Armstrong, right? Denied until he finally couldn't deny anymore. He was busted.
Yep.
Okay?
I mean, that was awful.
And if you're Ohtani, you deny, and hopefully this thing goes away because he's so famous and he's so rich. And again, he's playing for the Dodgers.
Right.
And everybody's going to be on his side because everybody wants him to succeed, you know?
Yes. But I think you're allowed to have the opinion that, you know, I've heard it. From multiple people, I think he's lying. I think Ipe is the fall guy. I mean, all that stuff is out there and possible. I don't think it makes you a hater necessarily to speculate.
Yeah,
about
I don't
it.
Think I'm being a hater.
I think it makes good radio.
I mean, I just want to tell you something. I love Ohtani.
Oh, like, he's the best.
I mean, I loved Ohtani with the Angels.
Yep.
That's why I went to a few Angel games last year.
We're going on Sunday to see Ohtani at Dodger Stadium against
Really?
The Cardinals. Yeah,
nice.
It's 4 o'clock game Sunday.
I mean, listen, I didn't want to go to Angel games.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if anybody saw this last night. The Angels were playing the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, tell us.
Embarrassing.
In what way?
Embarrassing.
In what way?
So, Ohtani played for the Angels for 6 years, right?
Correct.
And
that
he won
correct.
Two MVPs, right?
Two MVPs last 2 years,
okay.
Yes.
Did the Angels make it to the postseason one time in Ohtani's career?
No, obviously.
Okay. Did Ohtani succeed as an individual?
Yes.
Yep.
Did the Angels succeed as an organization?
No.
No.
Okay. So, Ohtani leaves.
Right.
Why? Angels couldn't pay him $700 million.
Correct.
Boyhood dream to play for the Dodgers.
Yep.
Angels are invisible in comparison to the Dodgers.
Correct.
Stepping up to the big time,
yep.
the big stage, okay? It's a preseason game yesterday.
Right.
And they stop the game before he comes to home plate
mm-hmm.
to do like a tribute video to Ohtani.
Right.
My opinion, it's just me. He didn't do anything for you other than win a couple of MVP.
He was the only reason anybody paid attention to the Angels. And by the way, nobody's paying attention to him now, except I think we've got the games coming up for you here on 710 ESPN.
It'll be on the ESPN LA app.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I feel terrible about it. Listen, I get it. They're our partners. I feel horrible about
saying
this.
But he deserves a tribute. I mean, I've seen tributes for less.
Okay, let me ask you this. You ready?
Yeah.
Hypothetical.
Okay.
LeBron is playing for the Lakers. They've never won a championship.
Right.
LeBron's won two MVPs, but the Lakers have never won a championship. 6 years later, LeBron goes to the Clippers. Clippers are playing the Lakers in a preseason game.
Well, that's different because you chose the Clippers.
Well, just...
You chose somebody that the Lakers hate. Let's put him on a different team.
Okay, fine. LeBron comes back for a preseason game, and you go, hey, let's have a tribute to LeBron? All I'm saying is this. He left you. You're the Angels. Ohtani left
you. Can I just point
you.
Out that when the Rams played the Lions, they did a tribute to Matthew Stafford in Detroit? Of course they did. Matthew Stafford never won a friggin' thing,
but he sacrificed his body for 12 years and got beaten down.
But why is that different from Ohtani? The Lions paid tribute to Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, by the way, I also didn't think that was such a great idea.
Okay, so you're just anti-tribute.
I'm anti-tributes to guys who left your team. By the way, I've been working on my Japanese, just so you guys know.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. No, listen to this.
All right,
ready for this? Listen to this.
Yeah.
Tell me what I say. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Watashi wa yakiyu ni kaketa koto wa arimisen sore ga shinjitsu desu.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said.
It's my interpreter stole all my money, and now I'm pissed off.
Good guess, but what I really said was, I never bet on baseball. That is the truth.
I was in the ballpark.
Yeah, what I do is I just keep putting in the English on the English side. And it keeps giving me the Japanese in English phonetics.
All right, we're completely ignoring any sort of clock today.
It's a combo play.
I forget where we are.
It's
a combo play. We're just screwing around. We're here till 3:30. Don't forget, tomorrow we are live. Any hijinks?
We can do anything. Well,
you
getting
drunk.
Do you
have any ideas for hijinks?
Yes.
I'm not getting drunk at Clearman's Galley. It's been done.
You should do
four
martinis.
No.
Yeah. Five martinis.
And these guys are like goading me into it. They're like, no, get drunk. You won't get in trouble.
You won't.
Yeah, I'm not going to go on
six
the air
martinis.
And get drunk. That was like not a great moment in my career.
10 martinis.
Anytime I've had drinks during my career during a show, it has led to bad things.
Well, you were drunk on the air. Of course it's going to.
Correct.
Yeah,
so and you want
idea.
Me to do it again.
I think it'd be funny.
So tomorrow we're at Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel. Travis and Slee are there at 10 a.m. Me and DeMarco Farr are there at 1. And special thanks to Corona Extra for making it possible. Corona Extra, the official cerveza of La Vida. Mas Fina. Find the fine life. We'll see you tomorrow. Clearman's Galley. By the way, Pepe is going to be there. He's going to stop in also. He's such a loyal P1 guy.
He's amazing.
He's the best.
And you have to show him respect. Proper
yes,
respect.
Exactly.
Focus.
Wave to Pepe.
And you have to focus.
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 7215 Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel. Coming up next, I do want to do that. You don't know the Toronto Raptors gambling story, which
really.
I think is awesome.
Yeah, not really.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. So, all personal injury attorneys are not the same. Here's an example. If you're in an accident and you hire an attorney, some major law firms may say, that accident's too small. It's not worth my time. So they farm it out to a smaller, less experienced firm. Imagine if that is you. You think you're hiring one guy, but instead you got a total rookie handling your case. That's another reason why if you're in an accident, call Jacob. Every case is equally important to Jacob, and he won't hand off your case to somebody else. And let's face it, who do you want dealing with the insurance companies? Jacob or potentially somebody a few months later who's just gotten out of law school? Don't take the risk. If you're injured in an accident, you got to call Jacob. Get the medical care that you need and the compensation that you deserve. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident. Orangery, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
And don't forget to follow at call.jacob on Instagram and Facebook, Mason in Ireland. It's a combo plate. Cappy's here, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, Cappy, I'm going to attempt something. It's a combo play. Cappy's in for Ireland, or I don't know. This is your show or whatever it is.
That's your show.
That's my show.
E-ba-da-bop.
Yeah, I know. We didn't beat out our bump.
We can do it at three.
Did you see the little girl by chance at the pickleball tournament this past weekend?
No.
This little girl is 6 years old. Her parents actually won the Join Us in a Suite Night for the Kings game. This is about a week and change ago.
Cool.
They tell us the story about their daughter, how she does the bing-ba-da-bop. And so they put out a video on Instagram of her doing it at home. And then I got to meet her on Saturday at the pickleball event. And she and I together, we had a duet. Bom, be da,
oh,
bop,
nice. Nice.
Bing, so I've got a lot of young girls, 6 years old, that love.
Yeah, a lot
love
of the six. You've got that 6 year
show.
Old demo.
Right.
Hey, we look at six plus, right?
Exactly. So. Six plus. I don't think we actually
all
do.
All people.
Cappy, this is interesting. It broke the same day Otani was having his press conference, so 2 days ago, right? Mm-hmm. There's a player by the name of Jonte Porter. He is Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Okay.
He plays for Toronto in a limited way. Like, for example, he is averaging 7.5 points a game. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, no. He's averaging 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and 0.5 three-pointers.
Okay. So he's a role player, bench
role player.
Guy.
Exactly. So there was a whole bunch of money that came in two games that were pounding the under. Okay, so under 6.5 points was the number.
For him?
For him.
Okay.
Under 6.5 points.
Okay.
Ton of money comes in on the under.
Okay.
Irregular amount of money. Mm-hmm. And in both of those games, Jonte Murray leaves the game after 3 minutes with an injury. So the under hit in both of those games when all this money came in.
Okay.
So a lot of people, including NCAA people, are saying you've got to get rid of these individual prop bets because they're too easy to rig. Like Jonte Murray, well, I can help somebody hit the under. I just leave the game with a sore whatever. But he's actually allowing people to bet the under in games where he's coming out early.
Wait, he is?
He is.
What does he have to do with it?
What does he have to do with it?
Yeah, what does he have to
he's
do with allowing people?
He's tanking games when all this. So let's say the normal amount of money is, who bets on Jonte Murray?
I mean, who knows who he
Jonte
is?
Jonte Porter.
Jonte Porter. Who bets on Jonte Porter?
Who knows who he is?
Right. Okay. So nobody does.
Right.
All of a sudden, one day, somebody pounds the under.
Okay.
Here's $20,000 on under 6.5 points.
Okay.
What does Murray do? Porter do?
Porter.
He leaves.
Jonte
Murray Porter. His
name is Murray.
Murray Porter.
Yeah. What does Porter do? He tanks the game.
Okay.
So the under hits.
Okay.
My eye hurts.
I twisted my finger. Whatever it is. Yeah. My ankle's sore. He leaves the game. So the guy that put $20,000 on the under has all of a sudden won the bet.
Okay.
This is a really easy bet to manipulate. And this guy is now under investigation because no money, no money, no money. All of a sudden, $50,000 comes in on the under, and he leaves the game early. You see the way he's rigging games?
And then it happened again the next game.
Yes, it was so two games in a row.
Yeah, 2 games in a row. 2 days later, they do it again.
Okay, I have a question for both of you guys.
Okay.
He left because of an illness.
So just right away,
mm-hmm.
first instinct, your gut
yep.
says that Jonte Murray.
Jonte
Porter, right. There is a DeJounte Murray, which is screwing
me up. In Atlanta.
Jonte Porter, innocent or guilty? First instinct, gut.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty, okay. And yet, Ohtani, superstar, Dodger, completely innocent.
My gut instinct on Ohtani originally was that he was guilty.
Okay.
After hearing him talk and all the stuff that came out, I said, okay, I believe Ohtani.
Yeah, here's the thing. What I'm getting at is this. Jonte, whatever, is
Porter.
Yeah, is a nobody.
Right.
On a nobody team.
So why is somebody betting $20,000 on him? On the under?
To make
Unless
money.
Okay. And then he leaves the game early.
Right.
And he does it two games in a row.
Right.
And both times they're pounding the under.
Too many facts.
Okay, right. But you guys have seen all the Twitter sleuths. Is that a real word? Sleuths?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw
where,
that guy.
Where they've,
we don't
where
trust
they've,
that guy.
I don't know who he is, but like where he's tried to convince you that, hey, on this date, Ohtani pitched in this game against these guys and he got beat up. Or, hey, on this day, he was playing against this team and he went 0 for 4.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you look at the world of gambling, is there more money coming in against Ohtani on those days? Because that would be the critical thing. In other words, nobody bets on DeJounte Porter.
Murray?
Jonte Porter.
Porter. Not Murray.
Not DeJounte.
Yeah, I know.
Murray Porter.
Yeah. Nobody bets on Jonte Porter, except for this one day when somebody pounds $20,000.
I acknowledge it seems weird, but I want to just say one thing. Whose fault is all this? Okay? Whose fault is all this? Let me tell you whose
fault. Nobody's
fault.
This is just progress.
But I just want to say, okay, so here's the thing. You know, all the leagues mm-hmm. for the longest time were anti-gambling.
Yep.
And now
they're all brought to you by FanDuel and DraftKings and Prize Picks and Cut and all those things.
Right. Because they're in now.
Right.
Because how dare we be the content provider and not make money off of our content and let somebody else make money off of it.
Sure.
So now we're in on it. So, you know, they're constantly policing, if you will, their own players and investigating situations like
but
these.
But don't you think they need to?
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But when I say whose fault is it, this is the world we wanted.
Right. We've evolved into a world where we gamble.
That's it.
Where it's readily available.
Mace, 5 years ago, we couldn't smoke weed and we couldn't gamble.
Yep.
Now?
We can smoke weed.
And we can still gamble.
We gamble. Yeah, we gamble in California.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, legally.
Yeah, legally.
You know,
yeah,
not that guy in Orange County.
But I think this is gonna story's gonna have a hangover. This is what we're gonna investigate from now on. This is the Shohei and Jonte Porter are the first two gambling stories of the year. There are gonna be a whole bunch of other ones from this point out. There are going to be so many gambling conspiracies and people fixing games and all that stuff. And you're right, this is the world we're living in right now. So the leagues have no choice but to police players.
Who was the wide receiver, I want to say, for the Detroit Lions? Does that sound right to you guys? It was a guy?
Oh yeah. I remember
anybody?
That guy.
Everybody's looking at me like, no, I don't know.
Oh, Jameson Williams?
Oh yeah, Jameson Williams.
He got caught
right.
betting on football but not his own games,
so did,
I think, right?
Calvin Ridley also bet on
Calvin Ridley.
There you
go.
That was the name I was looking for.
Yeah. So I mean, we're at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of investigation, a lot of stuff to talk about here. But apologies to DeJounte Murray. He has nothing.
Jonte Porter.
Jonte Porter.
Well,
I was apologizing.
Oh, okay.
To DeJounte Murray for even being mentioned in the context of this.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's see here. DeJounte Porter. I'm looking. Here's Michael Porter.
Yep.
I'm looking for DeJounte Porter on Prize Picks.
Yeah, it's D.
I just put in Porter.
DONTAY, Dante Porter. Does anything come up? No, he's suspended.
Oh, well, that's why he ain't in.
Yeah,
here.
No, he's suspended. He's not with the team.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yep.
I'm on Prize Picks right now.
Yes.
Okay, and this is the world we live in.
Yes,
I never, ever, ever gambled on sports ever.
Yep.
But now I'm all in on it.
Yeah, I'm a total degenerate.
Okay. So listen to this.
Yeah.
Tell me what you would do on Prize Picks. You ready? LeBron James tonight. 26.5 points. Now, granted, he's listed as questionable.
Questionable. He always is.
Right. But on Prize Picks, if he doesn't play, they have insurance.
Oh, they do? So if he doesn't play, you're good?
By the way, did you hear what Brian Cohen did on Prize Picks?
I did.
What was it, Brian? You had six in a row?
Six in a row, all Red Devils, $900.
Right. $10 bet.
Yeah, $10 bet.
$900.
Okay, LeBron tonight, 26.5 points.
Give me the over.
More, right? And here's why. Because obviously we don't know what AD is going to be.
Yep.
We assume everybody's going to be tired and beat up.
And LeBron's going to have to do more.
And LeBron is hearing, you know, basketball savants such as myself say that perhaps the team plays better team ball without him.
You're on an island.
So now what he wants? Now here's what he wants to do. Yeah. I'm not on an island. There's a lot of people on this island.
It's an island. It's a small island.
A lot of people
only
on this
room
island
for you.
Okay. And let me tell you something. LeBron, after the game tonight, after LeBron scores like 45 points, he's going to be like, "I heard you, basketball savants.
Yeah.
I heard you guys say that the team was better without me. So I had to go out there and shut you guys up. So that's why tonight I'm taking LeBron more than 26.5 points.
I like
and
that.
I'm putting him together. Brian?
Somebody with League of Legends?
No.
Darts.
Yeah, darts guy. Luke Littler, the 17-year-old dart-throwing international phenomenon.
He's a phenom.
Okay? That guy right there, more than 3.5 180s. That's my play on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code CAPPY for a first-time deposit match of up to 100%, up to $100. You put in 100, they put in 100, you got 200. Join me, Brian, Beto, and everybody else that's playing Prize Picks, and use my code CAPPY.
All right. Yeah. Oh, God. It's Combo Plate, Mason, Cappy. Morales is running around here.
He's not in the stream. It's okay.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That was something.
Oh, my God.
That was something.
You were outside any camera. You're
Let
fine.
Let me just say, if you people ever heard what goes on off the air
Oh,
here,
my God.
I mean, it's crazy.
If they ever kept the mics on YouTube, we're all fired.
Yep. By accident.
Right.
Mics on. YouTube cameras on.
Cody, don't get us fired back there.
Yeah,
Parker.
Cody.
Parker, don't get us fired back there.
Bruh.
Come on, dog.
So, I'm going to try something, Cappy.
Okay.
Oh,
my God. It is on the stream. The whole thing was
no,
on the stream.
Not.
Yes.
No, no way.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No,
Morales' gestures.
No. Is it?
I mean, I just saw
You're lying.
I'm not. Rewind it.
I am rewinding.
Rewind it. 20 seconds.
Rewinding it? The gestures are there?
Morales' gestures are there.
Oh,
no
boy.
Way.
You'll
no,
see.
He was behind.
I'm telling you.
I'm looking.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah.
That was very, very
That was
funny.
Very funny. Okay, so, Cappy.
You're a liar. It is not.
I'm telling you. Look.
I'm looking.
Yeah, no. I'm on it, too. It's not there.
Okay. Then I'm seeing something different.
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, just a bit.
The tail end.
Just the very end.
Kind of in there.
Just the very end.
You dying laughing is in there. Go to youtube.com/ESPNLA.
Yeah. So Cappy,
sir.
You're
going to try something.
I'm very proud of myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I over the last year and a half, I cut 20 pounds.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you.
I'm jealous.
But I'm not especially fit.
Mm.
I'm thinner, but I'm not fit.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is go to this guy named Steve Zim. He's a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
He's trained people like Christian Bale and like all kinds of movie type people.
Yeah.
And he says he can turn me into a superhero.
I bet you he could.
But I've got a really hardcore commit to this, and everybody thinks I'm going to completely flake out of it.
No, listen, here's the thing. If you are, for example, Jake Gyllenhaal,
yeah. Okay?
I just saw Roadhouse.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
Don't
do it, because DeMarco told me it was great.
He did not tell you
he
that.
He did. DeMarco said it was great. He said Conor McGregor was great.
Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
I actually turned it off with 10 minutes to go.
Really?
I don't even know how it ended. I've never left a movie in a theater ever one time in my life.
You thought it was that bad?
It was horrendous.
Wow.
Horrendous. And I don't know if Jake Gyllenhaal, hey, Jake, I know you're listening. Brother, you worked out hard. You ate right. Lean and ripped. Looked good, man.
Yeah.
Hot, okay? But, bro, I don't know if Jake Gyllenhaal's a great actor who's playing.
Jake Gyllenhaal's a great actor.
Well, that was a really bad role for a great actor, okay? Because being opposite Conor McGregor, who's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is a good cartoon character. Bad. Bad movie.
See, now I want to watch it. DeMarco said it's great.
Okay,
Cappy
you watch
says
it.
It's terrible.
Let me know what happens. Let me know. If you say it's great, I will go back and watch the last 10 minutes.
So I'm meeting with this guy, Steve Zim, tonight.
Okay.
And he's going to explain the way the program is going to work.
Okay.
And I am a hard maybe, a soft yes.
Dude, just do it.
Hard maybe, soft yes.
Do it, dude. And let me tell you something. When you do it, here's all I ask.
Yeah.
Give me whatever he tells you to eat. See, that's my problem. Okay. I work out every day.
Yeah.
Okay. But my eating is so bad. For example, here this afternoon, okay, I wasn't going to eat until later on in the
this
day.
This place is a
dude. I had like four pieces of Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah, there's
it's got
everywhere.
The cheese and the crust, and I don't have the
love
strength.
That. Yeah,
you know, I don't have the willpower. I don't have what it takes.
See, I do.
Yeah, you did a great job.
I pass on the pizza. I can't eat during the show. It weighs me down.
Yeah. Well, I am just feeling just horrendous right now.
There's going to be a before picture.
Okay.
And with shirt off?
With the shirt off.
Let me see what you look like. Take your shirt off right now.
I'm not taking my shirt off right now.
I mean, you've done it before. What's the catch?
What's the problem?
No, I'm not taking my shirt off right now.
You got down to your underwear last year.
I did, but I'm not redoing. That's been done.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. It's been
done. But you're going to take a picture and post it.
No, I'm not going to post it. I'm going to wait until I'm done, and then I'm going to post the before and the after next to each other, and it'll be like me like this, and then me looking like Gyllenhaal.
Okay, how many months? How long is he telling you?
6 months.
Six months. Okay, that's a long term.
It is.
Yeah, but
that's
also,
a big
like,
commitment.
Don't you realize that you are owned by the radio station? Everything you do has to be put on social media, so you have to give us that picture.
I don't have to put everything on
property,
social media.
No. Property of 710.
Yeah, you are property of 710.
I am property
you
of
are. Right. At this point, you are. So if you're going to do this, it needs to become a bit on the station.
Well, it will become a bit, but
we need the pictures.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you the pictures until I get a little.
No, you give us the before.
I want the before picture.
Yeah, we get the before.
Yoked.
And
I
want to
be a little yoked.
No. You get yoked later and
I
want to
be
that up
kind
and
of swole.
Like, wow.
Can I be swole?
Yeah, you
now looks like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
What is Juan going to think? Because, I mean, I think Juan probably likes you the way you are.
Yes, he does.
You know, even like you've lost 20 pounds.
Yes.
You know, but does he want you to be ripped and lean?
Well, he's working at it. He's always working at
it. Well, yeah, but that's his deal.
But he's not going to be a superhero. I'm going to be the superhero.
You're
going to
be a superhero, huh?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay.
Avengers 10.
I'm ready too. You know what I'm going to do? I got to start going back to F45. You guys ever done
F45? No, what's F45?
F45 is one of these like workout classes, kind of
like P90X.
Sort of. Is that like the mask that everybody wears? The P90X? Is that the one that everybody wears?
No, it's like a video workout video.
It's a video workout.
Oh, what's the mask everybody wears?
That's what George is doing. George is doing this.
Like the elevation mask?
No, the mask that everybody wears. I thought it was called a P90X.
Who's everybody wear?
The one that during COVID.
No, that's not a P90X.
What is that one?
So ridiculous.
What is that?
That's I forget what that was called.
MP9 or something like that?
KN95?
KN95. Okay, my bad. KN95, not an MP3.
No.
Okay. P90X is where it's like an exercise class, like 45 minutes, okay?
Yep.
And it's just high intensity, and it changes every time you go in, and it's half cardio, half strength training, and by the end of it all, you're just wiped out. That I need to get back to.
We'll do it.
I know, but if you do it, you got to commit to the diet. That's my problem.
Like
properly eating.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm eating too many carbs, I'm eating too much sugar, I'm drinking too much, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
By the way, none of that counts on Friday. Friday night.
Oh, no. Friday night is on.
It's going to be pure, 100% unadulterated debauchery. I'm going to get loose tonight. Right? Friday night's debauchery.
Yeah, I'm getting hammered.
Yeah, I am
absolutely
too.
Are you Ubering in? Yes, I'm 100%
Ubering in.
Because I got hotel rooms across the street for me and my three girlfriends.
Yeah, I got my dogs.
Are we all just staying in your hotel room?
Yeah,
everybody
stay with Cappy.
After party?
Room 806.
Right, and 804.
And 804.
Right.
They've got adjoining rooms.
Yeah, me and my three girlfriends.
Right? All right. Quick reminder here. We got What's Up Fool coming up next. But tomorrow we are live at Clearman's Galley, and we want to see you out there. It'll be Travis and Slee live for Dodgers opening day, then me and DeMarco Farr out there. It is 7215 Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel, Clearman's Galley. It is the official, Corona Extra is the official Cerveza of La Vida Mas Fina. Find the fine life, and we'll see you tomorrow at Clearman's Galley. And there will be some hijinks. I don't know what they're going to be yet.
Well, think about it.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Cappy, what do you got?
Get drunk.
Is this Avner Gatt or is this the water boy?
Avner Gatt.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure there's a distinction between the water boy.
Avner Gatt.
Avner Gatt.
This is Avner Gatt.
You were told
the opposite of the one that you did in the first hour.
Well, then the first one I did in the first hour was Avner Gatt.
Okay, then do water boy.
Then the water boy.
Oh, well.
You know, it's a legit question, Mace.
Jesus.
We just do it on the air.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
So here's the thing.
We'll do it live.
There is another company called The Water Boy.
Okay.
Okay. And this is another one that's kind of really important for you to know,
mm-hmm.
because what happens is there's a lot of like homeowners and property managers and real estate people, and they need to know what's going on inside of these homes. And a lot of times you just don't know it, because here's what will happen. Mm-hmm. You'll get a letter in the mail from the water department, and it says high usage.
Oh, boy.
And you're like, what do you mean high usage? What's going on here? Like, if in your house, high usage? What do you mean high usage?
Like my sprinklers are on too much.
Or like I took a three-hour shower.
My showers are too long, yeah.
Hey, I had to empty out the hot tub because Morales and Kaplan jumped
into
it.
Which we do.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you get these letters in the mail, and you're like, I don't understand what's going on here. Why am I getting high usage? And so then you think, hey, well, we shut down the showers and we stopped with the car wash and we turned off the sprinklers. And then the next month, here comes that same letter, high usage. And you're like, I don't understand what's going on here.
So what should you do?
You call Omer at the Waterboy leak detection. Got it. Thank you for getting me there.
Wanted to get you there.
Yeah. You call Omer at the Waterboy leak detection today. 818-518-5055.
Oh, so the water may be leaking and that's why you have the high usage.
Right. So what happens is Omer comes out and through acoustic technology and certain visual technology, he can actually find out what's going on. And then if he finds what's going to happen, which he will, then he can fix it all for you.
Got
I'm just making it really simple for you.
Sure.
I'm just trying to make it as simple
as
possible.
He'll fix your leak.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because he's Omer at the Waterboy leak detection. Does that make sense to you?
I totally get it now.
818-518-5055. 818-518-5055. I want you to call Omer at the Waterboy leak detection, and he's going to fix that leak.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks, Morales. All right, this has been out for a little while, okay. But I've been trying to get to it for a couple days, and we just haven't been able to get to it, I'm doing it now. Chris Paul, on Friday, when they were playing the Pacers, was ejected with about 6 seconds left in the game. Tony Brothers, who was actually refereeing the Laker game last night, gave him a technical because Chris Paul said to him, TikToker. He just called him a TikToker.
That's it.
There was
nothing else except you're a TikToker. And by the way, Tony Brothers did appear on a TikTok video.
Correct.
What did he talk about on the TikTok
video? He was just talking about like being a referee on a TikTok channel.
It
was just a podcast interview, that kind of thing.
Well, that's offensive.
He said TikToker, and then that was it.
And he got teed up.
He got teed up.
Okay.
Then he was going back. He was going back, and a little bit later, he said, that's way too much power. And he teed him up again, kicked him out of the game. Is that the right thing to do? Should you be kicked out of a game for that?
If the account is correct, in other words, if all he said was you're a TikToker and you have too much power and he got ejected from the game, that is way over the line by Tony Brothers, the referee in that situation.
Yeah, but this goes back to my whole theory. All referees, all umpires, all of them are the worst. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a little league ump or you're a major league ump. It doesn't matter if you are refereeing a girl's 6-year-old basketball game or you're refereeing an NBA game. All of them, the worst. You know why? Because they're all a bunch of mall cops. Every one of them is obsessed with power. You know?
Oh, so really? What Paul said was absolutely right. That's too much power.
Right. It's like, hey, I went to this baseball game because I wanted to see Freddie Freeman hit a home run. And Freddie Freeman, this is all in theory, argued balls and strikes with the umpire in the first inning and got ejected. It was like, hey, I paid to come see Freddie Freeman.
Right.
Not you, Mr. Umpire.
Sure.
They're the worst.
Yeah, they think it's all about them and that you're disrespecting them by saying TikToker. But that has nothing to do with the game. You should not be
correct. Yeah, no, this is, if I was Adam Silver, I would investigate this. This is too much power for Tony Brothers to have. If he's really ejecting people for saying you're a TikToker and you have too much power, that
now,
official
does
is
it
not
matter that it was Chris Paul who has issues with refs?
He does have, that's why I said if the account is true. Because I'm imagining we're hearing Chris Paul's account.
Yes. Right, right. And who knows, like, the words versus the tone, you know, it's like...
Tone shouldn't matter
either. Well, but it's like, hey, cool Mr. TikToker guy. Ooh, you're a TikToker. You spend a whole bunch of time on TikTok. Maybe you should be spending time studying film on what is and what isn't a foul. Okay. Huh?
If you say that last part, I can see where you get the technical, but everything leading up to that is not a foul.
Yeah, it's not a technical foul. Not a foul.
Well, you know, the TikTok thing, it's a very offensive thing when you call somebody a TikToker.
Why?
It's the T word.
Yeah, sure, it's the T word.
Let's go to Brian.
What's up, foo?
What? T word?
Yeah.
All right. So... Jazz Chisholm was on a podcast this last week.
Jazz Chisholm. Shortstop,
center fielder now for the Marlins.
Oh, yeah.
And when he first came up, he said he had some, you know, leadership in the clubhouse kind of issues. And he didn't like that people who have been there 9-10 years, even though he said they, quote, suck, are the ones leading the team. But he was kind of talking about it in terms of, oh, they don't like the showboating, you know, bat flips and like doing the Soto shuffle. Well, it comes out yesterday that one of the people he was talking about was Miguel Rojas, now on the Dodgers.
Really?
Yeah,
Miguel
apparently
Ross.
On the time with the Marlins. Mm-hmm. So this has kind of been...
So wait, his point was Miguel Rojas...
Or Jazz Chisholm
says,
and the young players were, you know, having fun.
Okay,
you know,
got it. Mm-hmm.
Bat flipping, doing the Soto
shuffles. And Miguel
Soto
Rojas
shuffles.
Was like anti that.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the other guy, other veterans on the team who didn't even really play, pretty much the bench veterans, been there 10 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that these guys should have no leadership in the clubhouse, no matter because you suck, not because how long you've been there.
Okay, so baseball is supposed to be fun. There should be joy in baseball. So if guys want to bat flip and if they want to shuffle and they want to do whatever, admire a home run ball, to me that's all part of the fun. And it sounds like, and again, I don't know exactly what Miguel Rojas said here, but I understand why veteran guys who are like play the game the right way kind of guys don't like the flashiness, but I love the flashiness. I say bring it on.
Yeah, so do I. And I always think of it as being like the old white guys in baseball. This is not the way we grew up playing baseball.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Right, but it's the Caribbean guys, the young Caribbean guys.
Yep.
You know, the Dominican type players, they're the ones that bat flip and showboat and do their, you know, the Soto shuffle.
It's joy, man.
Right? That's the way they play the game.
Yeah.
That's it's a cultural
emotion,
thing.
They're having
joy,
fun.
They're having fun. All that stuff
is
baseball.
But I get the point, though. It's like, wait, I'm a young guy. I'm one of the best players on the team. I can't be a leader because a bunch of old guys who suck manage the clubhouse. You guys don't even play. You guys aren't helping us win.
Right.
I'm out here helping us win. I understand.
By the way, nice player, too, Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, he was on the cover of the show last year, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he didn't pan out all the way.
Jazz Chisholm. He's got the blue hair.
Chisholm.
Yeah.
Good thing I almost screwed up the Jazz and the Chaz, and then if I would have called him the other
correct.
Thing, yeah,
that's
the
exactly
word
right.
would have been gross on the back end.
Don't abbreviate.
The Chisholm part would have been, would have been
exactly.
gross.
That would have been terrible.
What's up, fool?
I got one more for you guys.
Okay,
here.
Yeah.
So there is I saw the story yesterday, New York Post. A coffee machine AI in New York and a home store kind of deal.
Okay.
It can make your cup of coffee in 4 minutes. But the best part of this is after the cup, you know, comes out, 20% tip screen comes up.
Oh,
can
God.
You believe this? The
tipping,
machine made the coffee.
AI robot. What do you think of this?
Yeah, the machine made the coffee, and machines don't need tips. I think this is, I saw this story. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I've had it with tipping.
I'm done.
I've had it with tipping. Listen, I'm sorry, okay? You may tell me I sound cheap,
you
okay?
Do.
I know, but come on, man. Seriously.
A
I told
robot?
You the story, and Bergie got all upset when I told him.
Yeah, because you talked about my place.
I went over to Illy.
Oh, Illy, yeah.
I went over to Illy here at the JW Marriott,
yeah.
right here at
nice
LA
coffee
Live.
Shop.
Right?
I like
very
that.
Very nice
lovely
coffee
lovely people.
Right?
I love everyone that
wonderful
works
people,
there.
Right?
Yeah.
But I asked for a salad. It was in a plastic container.
Yep.
The girl took it from the refrigerator,
yep.
handed it to me, and then
how much did you tip her?
20%.
There you go.
Because I have guilt. I have tip guilt.
20% for handing.
That's on
him.
You though. That's not on them.
Well, what was I supposed to tip her?
Nothing.
No, it's just,
oh
it's,
come on.
No, you're shaming. You should be ashamed if you don't.
Wait,
they're making
do
you feel badly
no,
if you
I
don't tip
every day because I'm there every single day.
But
so
do
I
they
tip
just hand
single...
you a salad or hand you something
hand,
that's already
I get,
pre-prepared?
I get a black coffee.
A black coffee.
And what's the cost?
It comes out to about like $3.10.
And what do you tip?
$3.
Okay, wait, I have a quick question.
You
hold on.
You tip $3 on a $3.10
cup of
coffee?
Because I'm there every day with them.
But wait a second, I have one question.
Yeah.
Do you use your ID to get a 20% discount?
They just give it to me. If you work at ESPN LA, you can get the discount. They just give it to me. I don't say like, hey,
so $3 for coffee.
And I give a good tip.
And $3 for tip minus the 20% is 60 cents. So, all right, $5.40. $5.40 for a cup of black coffee.
And what's his usage rate?
Yeah, what is your usage rate?
It's like it's 20 bucks a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is that what you spend, 20 bucks a week?
Yeah. Well, you're just taking money right out of your kid's mouth.
Yeah, poor Riley.
I don't spend money on a lot of things. And there's nothing, I think that they deserve it more. So I'm going to give it to them because they're there every day. And every once in a while, they just hand it to me.
Okay.
And say, take
it for free.
Yeah, but most of the time they don't. And I pay.
What's
and I
up,
tip
Beto
them.
Durant?
Beto
Durant. If you don't want to tip them, Scott, then don't.
Yeah, but I think they're shaming.
You want to give a dollar?
No. It's like Ireland says. You know,
people know who you are, you got to tip. Period.
And don't tip the robot, though.
Yeah,
don't
yeah definitely yeah, not right. tipping not, the AI not. Robot.
Screw that robot.
Yeah, screw the robot. You didn't do any work. All right, coming up next for you. Oh, I know. Beto's going to hang out. And by the way, if you're caller number 7 right now at 877-710-ESPN, you win a pair of tickets to Fight Club OC, an amazing night of fights. Hey, happening Thursday, April 4th at the Hangar in Costa Mesa. Plus, you qualify to win the Tequila Mandala Fight Night Experience, which includes ringside tickets, mandala, bottle service, and more. Caller number 7 right now wins 877-710-ESPN, and you can get your tickets to Fight Club OC at SoCalFights.com. Use promo code ESPNLA for $15 off and do that. And good luck. I want to do the open to Shadano and Cap coming up next.
You do?
The official bond on it.
You do?
Yeah, I like to
all
do
right,
that. We'll do that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, by the way, 15 minutes away from Game of Games, and then Slee will be here with the pre. Lakers in Memphis tonight on the heels of a gigantic come-from-behind win last night in Milwaukee. Mason, Ireland, combo plate. Cappy's here, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Can't say that.
Yeah.
Bing, ba-da-bump. Ding, da-da-bing, ba-da-bump. Pick-a-doom, da-da-bump. Ding-a-doom, da-da-bump. Ba-da-bump, pick-a-doom, da-da-bump. I like doing that.
Boom, ba-da-bump, ba-da-bump. Pick-a-ding, da-da-ding.
Do you like this more or Love Boat?
Ba-da-bump, ba-da-bump. Pick-a-doom, da-da-bump.
Yeah, what is better, Love Boat or this? Yeah, you keep jamming. You keep jamming.
What do you like better, Mace, while he jams?
I think I like this.
I like this better too.
I like this.
Hey, I like this too. It's
what's
nice.
Really fun
you
is
like
when
it?
Yeah.
Feels good. Too.
What's fun is when they do it when we're somewhere live and everybody does it. It's really fun.
I know when the whole circle of trust gets into it.
It's great.
And we give the general the microphone.
Yeah.
And he brings like 50 people around him, and everybody's doing it. Yeah, it's bomb.
So Beto Durant is here. Beto, what's going on, man?
No, just hanging out. I just came to listen.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, no, not at all. We want to show you something.
Okay.
So
after you talking about losing 60 pounds, getting all ripped, and this guy talking about the way he's talking about, you want to show me something?
Yeah, we want to show you something. Look at this.
You know, me and Mace both rock, you know, ice.
Ice. Two chains.
Two chains.
Two chains.
We're the two chain gang.
Now,
they are not chain guys.
Yeah, we are
neither
chain
one
guys.
Of you are chain.
What do you have?
Oh, wait a minute. You've got a Star of David on yours?
Yeah. And what's that other
That's
thing?
That's really hard
like
for
a dog tag?
Yeah, this is a dog tag that says, bring them home now. This is about the Israeli prisoners.
Prisoners?
You know
oh, nice.
So this is kind of like just representing my peoples.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mine are just style like change.
Yeah, you were and this guy went all serious.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I'm making a political statement for
you. Yeah,
sure.
You really are.
Are those both Jackson chains?
These are both, no, one of these is a Jackson chain.
You got Jackson, you know what that is?
What?
Look at you knowing what Jackson is.
Why?
Because that's what the young people know about.
Oh, yeah, I got this from Jackson Chains.
JXX.
Yeah, JXX.
Who are you?
I'm telling you, I'm...
He's Steve Mason.
I'm on the cutting edge now. And wow. The other chain came from a guy named Abdul, who is at Radio...
No, Michael. Coconut Michael.
At Coconut Michael.
Oh, yeah, he's cool. I finally met him.
He's cool. He brought me, actually, three chains, so I could go to three chains if I wanted
to. Did you see his shirts that he was wearing at the pickleball tournament?
No. What did you
say? Oh, my God. I
saw it. He had a bunch of shirts on.
He had the one that said 100% visceral fat.
Oh, nice.
Because he's an Indian dude.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Yeah,
he's an Indian
sure.
dude. And then I don't remember, what was the other one that he had, Bergie? What was the other one?
Something about a prick.
Yeah, right. That was it.
Oh,
yeah,
let that one go.
Yeah, that one. That was
prickly
awesome.
Prickly pear.
Yeah. Yeah, prickly pear.
Hey, Bergie, do you want me to get you one of these chains with the Star of David on it?
I'll take that
one.
I'm not a chain guy.
Well, neither am I, but I'll tell you what happened.
Mace, how did you get Jackson? I'm shocked about that. Sorry,
Cat's Eye.
I saw a commercial for him on the TV.
They have like 450,000 followers.
Yeah,
you would not know
and
this.
I was like, oh, I'm signing up for Jackson Chain. I
understand Cappy would do it because his kid would know
I mentioned
about it.
It on the air, and then Jackson Chain reached out and said, do you want another chain?
No way.
Yeah.
Two chains?
Two chains.
Really? I got two chains.
Yeah.
But mine right here, this one came from the jewelry exchange down the street.
Okay.
You know, right here in downtown LA.
Is that right?
$30.
Oh, wow. 30 bucks?
30 bucks. I walked in.
Is that a Cuban chain? What is that?
I don't know.
About 29 too much.
I went to the guy. I said, yo, man, I go, where's the silver guy? Because I didn't want any other. I wanted silver.
Yeah.
And there's like this one silver dude in the back corner, you know? And then I go to him and I'm like, yo, I want something heavy and thick.
Yeah.
I just want to feel it, you know? And I want it to come about mid-chest.
But,
you know,
but are
in
you,
between my cleavage.
Are you deeply religious? Is that why you're wearing this?
I'm not really deeply religious. I just feel disconnected. You know what I mean?
And so
I feel
wearing a chain makes you feel connected.
It makes me feel kind of connected. Yeah.
Yeah, you're different.
Everybody's different with the chain.
He has no idea what the reference is right now. Two chains.
Two
chains. He was at the Laker game the other night.
Really?
Was he?
Yeah. Hey, you got to get on the Jackson podcast, Mace.
Now that you're a Jackson podcast?
Yeah, now that you're an ambassador for them,
oh,
you
got
to get on there. They do a lot of UFC and MMA guys.
Connect me.
Well, I don't know. I'm not in that world.
Wait, man, you are in that world. You're in the boxing world.
Yeah, but I don't know the Jackson people, man.
Are the Jackson people gigantic?
They have a huge. They have a big following.
Yeah, I think we should get them on the station.
Yeah, me too.
We should get them on the station.
No. Culture Pop.
Oh, on Culture Pop.
Be stingy.
Yeah,
keep
right.
it for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it for yourself. Don't be a team player.
Can we talk about Cappy's whole look today, by
no.
the way?
Sure.
No,
sure.
Yeah. There's a lot happening.
Wait a minute. What is like happening?
What was that? First of all, that's a fresh cut. Like a fresh cut haircut.
Okay, good.
He also
has... good dye job.
He is shaved on the sides, but he has a goatee forming.
Oh, you're working a goatee,
it's not a
yeah.
real goatee, but it's a forming goatee.
Okay.
It's like
with
a...
With the chains? The shoes?
The V-neck shirt? V-neck tee?
Well, what are your shoes? Yeah, it's a V-neck tee, which
yeah,
is a choice.
Yeah, what kind of shoes
choice.
You
some Air Jordans?
Oh, nice.
Whoa, you're
I
dripping.
Like that, man.
You got drip.
Yeah,
I like
no, this
that.
Is a full drip.
See, that's why you should wear those instead of your ugly Skechers.
Now, okay. watch.
Because that right there looks clean, looks fresh,
yeah.
like a young, hip dude right there. You look at least 40.
Beto, what do you think of my shoes?
You were doing so well.
What are you trying to do with the goatee?
Well, I'm trying to, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to make
What's
it look like just an ounce
Skechers?
Of dirt on my
no.
face.
Just a little bit.
No,
why don't you do the whole thing? Why the goatee and
I don't
not
really,
the whole
I
beard?
Can't really pull it in on the cheeks. I'm not man enough. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man,
I'll tell you the one thing that you didn't point out, though, is I'm wearing these pants that are kind of like a bone white color pants.
I like the pants.
Tell you something
That's
right
a
now.
Bold
pants
move,
a
Cotton.
Good look.
Yeah, it's a bold move is right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
honestly,
almost great sweat season.
My stomach has hurt a little bit today, and I was mm-hmm. like, uh-oh, because these pants right here.
What brand are they, Vioris?
You can make a mess.
Are they Vioris? Are you shouting them out so you
this,
get them for free?
About this nice new Viori shirt?
I know I know that's expensive.
Yeah.
That's 125
yeah,
bucks
but
right
he's
there.
He's an influencer. He gets
no, they did not
discount.
Give him that.
Yeah, they get
no,
him
No, Viori
for
is not giving him
Do
that
Do you
shirt.
Not get it for a discount?
Discount.
Discount.
40%
They're not
off. Discount.
I already sent my media kit to them. They're not giving anything
By
out
the way,
to anybody.
I also sent my media kit to them, and I didn't get approved for the 40%
off. I was an early adopter.
No, I want it free. I want it free.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
yeah, yeah.
No, no.
Bill, so that's why we're built all day.
You know
BYLT.
Really, you know what deal I really want to deal with on Tuckett?
I love
Calm down, Colin.
Tons Great. Of
I love Untuckit.
Do they advertise on Colin?
He's a paid endorser. Yeah.
I love Untuckit.
I
love those shirts.
Have you ever heard of Mac Weldon?
Mac Weldon.
Really,
yeah,
really
it's another nice one. Yeah.
So, Bergie,
Cappy, those shoes
between the Air Jordans.
Yep.
the bone white pants, which says, I'm willing to take a risk.
Yes.
Because at any point, I could ruin these things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it, yeah.
The nice, cool Vuori shirt.
Yep. Yes.
Right? The V-neck tee.
Mm-hmm.
The two chains.
Two chains.
The half a goatee.
The fresh haircut.
The fresh cut. Yeah. I mean, all told, I mean, dude, come on. Get on board here,
no,
bro.
No.
You look good, Cap. You look really good. I'm the first to say you're not.
I think you look strong, Cappy.
You look like that guy, Jeff Goldblum. Is that his name?
Jeff Goldblum, he's a goof.
No, but he's always like dressed sharp and smooth, and he's always great. You're on that road right there.
Okay, I'm on the road.
You look good.
I'm on the road to Goldblum.
You look good.
Now, you don't like my shoes, though.
No, they're terrible.
They're great shoes.
No, those are house shoes.
Let me see what you got.
Oh,
those are not good.
Yeah, those are house shoes.
And then you got the black dress socks with them?
You can't wear black dress socks.
You look like you're Palm Springs ready. Del Boca Vista stage what, five?
Phase four.
Yeah, you're ready for that. You're doing so well. And then
those are like not stepdad Leo shoes.
They're Skechers.
No, not even. Leo wouldn't wear them.
Those are awesome. Yeah. Those are great.
Are you working a deal with Skechers?
No, but I love their shoes because I love their shoes.
After meeting Leo this weekend, he would not wear those.
No,
Leo's got Leo swag.
Yeah, Leo's got drip.
See, you could, maybe, like right there, some nice like white Stan Smiths would be good for you.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. That'd be a good look.
Just like some Cole Haans or something.
Or send me some links.
No, hear about this. Listen,
I'll buy them.
Get some Skechers Snoops.
No.
Skechers Snoop
No,
bugs.
Nothing Skechers.
Anything Skechers is for old people.
No, but no, listen to me.
Yeah, yeah. Right now, if he were in the Skechers, he would look old.
Listen, Snoop has the one that has like smoke on it, where like you know, there's some smoke in the ear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you never see
in the ear.
Snoop ain't wearing them.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's got his name on him.
He's got his name on him.
And he's got an S on the side.
Just like all those kids wearing the Clayton Kershaw spikes, huh? Okay.
You could tell everybody that the S is for Steve.
Yeah.
Rather than Skechers. No,
Mace, you're doing so good. You look good. You lost a lot of weight. You're fantastic. You're going to be Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yep.
You can't wear those Skechers.
All right.
Here, give it to me. Give me the shoe. Give it to me.
Take it off. No, you want the shoe?
Give it to me. He wants you to give him the shoe. Let me see those shoes.
This is disgusting.
No, that's your shoe.
No, because it's also
on.
It's canvas.
Yeah, it's canvas. It's a canvas shoe.
You slide those rascals right on.
Yeah,
old man.
You know what's great about them? They've got like a shoehorn.
Put it next
built
to you, Cappy.
See, those are great shoes.
These are air cooled memory foam.
I love these shoes.
Yeah, they don't.
You
look
know what
good,
I care
though.
About with shoes? Comfort.
Yeah,
I care
if you,
about
if you really care about
shoes.
Comfort, you wouldn't be wearing this outfit.
No, it's only
you would be wearing hoodie. Mace.
I only care about shoe comfort.
Then why are you
foot
worried?
Comfort.
You're worried about the way you look, right?
Correct. Yes.
Then those shoes
are
big. No,
I never. Look
you're
at
lucky
what,
you got a man.
I never look at what shoes anybody's wearing. Everybody's like,
that's all we ever
up
do.
Your shoe game. I'm like, I don't know what shoes anybody's wearing.
You
I don't
just,
pay attention
Mace,
to shoes.
You really think these are good?
I do. I
besides the comfort part,
they're comfortable.
All right, let's play Game of Games.
Yeah, let's do Game
Sorry.
Of Games.
You going to pray, Beto?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah,
Greg,
play along.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Hey, let me tell you something about the L.A. County Department of Mental Health. Love this partnership with these guys. Life's journey has got its highs and it's got its lows. And maybe right now you're feeling overwhelmed or depressed or anxious. The L.A. County Department of Mental Health is there for you with a listening ear. So hopefully, and I encourage this, if you are having problems, tell somebody. Tell somebody close to you. Tell somebody at work. Tell someone in your family so that they know how to support you. And if you feel like you don't have anybody to talk to, you can call the L.A. County Department of Mental Health 24/7 helpline with service referrals and crisis counseling and emotional support. The number is 800-854-7771. Don't be afraid to use it. 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey together. Let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is time for Game of Games. It's a combo plate, so I've been working with Cappy today, and Beto has stepped in. It is Bergman's game today. Bergman, what do you got going?
So I just did a very... I'm worried because I'm worried you went to this website before, but hopefully it all works out.
Okay.
It's all weird facts that have happened just in the world. Just weird facts about the world, true or false, and that's it.
Okay.
Weird
so hopefully facts, are they true or are they false?
You never went to this website before.
Okay.
All right, so... We'll start with Mace here.
Okay.
Canada eats more macaroni and cheese than any other nation in the world.
Absolutely false.
Beto.
Real true.
Cappy.
I go false.
Brian.
False.
It is true.
Ah! 100%
true. Beto gets the point.
Yeah, Beto, gets Beto the point. Duran.
Beto Duran.
Damn, right. I missed this website.
Good. I'm happy. All right, number two. In Israel, it is illegal to bring bears to the beach.
Uh-huh.
Beto?
True.
Says true, Cappy.
Bears, as in bears.
Bears, like as in bears.
Not like bears. Morales.
Not as
like
in Survivor.
No, no, not Morales. Oh, okay. Like bears, bears.
It is illegal to bring bears to the beach in Israel.
Yes.
I'm gonna say false.
Okay, Brian.
I'm gonna say false too.
Mace.
I'm gonna say true.
It is true.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to bring a bear to the beach.
But Morales, it's a bear, an actual bear, not
an
Morales.
Actual. Not, Morales is fine. You can take him to the beach.
Can he go into the water in Israel?
I don't
Israel?
Know if they'll let him into Israel.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We'll see from there. Mm-hmm. All right, number three, and we'll start with Cappy. Cookie Monster has a real name, Sid. Is that true or false?
False.
Brian?
Yeah, false.
Mace?
I'm going to go false.
And Beto?
True.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah! That
Beto,
one I knew.
Beto,
did you actually did you know
that?
That one I knew, yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, Beto has three, Mace has
That's
one,
right.
And everybody else has nothing.
Damn.
Goose egg.
Yep. All right, number four.
True.
Astronauts actually get shorter when they're in space. Is that mm-hmm. true or false, Brian?
True.
Mace?
That's true.
Beto?
False.
And Cappy?
What was the question?
Oh my God!
Such a jerk. Astronauts actually get shorter when they're in space.
False.
It is false. They get taller.
Nice.
So
that one I knew.
Happy and who got the other?
Mason, I think. Yeah.
Mason got it.
Didn't I have that?
A
yeah.
Million Miles Away. Good movie so. On
yeah,
Amazon.
I had that.
Brian,
I had
did
that.
You get that?
No, I got that wrong.
Okay. Number five. Originating in Switzerland in 1986, aggressive sitting became a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true or false? And let's go back to Mace.
Yes, I lettered in aggressive sitting.
Did you? Varsity Beto. Letter?
Yes.
It's false. It's from Sweden.
Cappy.
I am going to say false as well. I thought it was from Germany.
Okay, Brian.
I'm going to go true.
It is false, and Cappy's right. It was Berlin.
Oh! I just made that up.
Wow. Cappy had it perfect. I should give you an extra point for that,
yes,
but I'm not going to do that.
So does Beto have the lead still?
Heck yeah.
Beto still has the lead. Beto has four, woo! Mace two, Cappy two, Brian absolutely nothing.
Brian's going, you're going
the
for the
Cohen. Yeah. Didn't you get it already, Brian?
A while back, yes.
But then okay. Romo took over.
Exactly.
Yeah, Romo. So Romo
trying to regain the title.
If you miss, you get a Cohen?
Yeah.
If you don't get any right,
you go over.
It becomes the Cohen.
Number six, and Beto, you're starting here. Lacrosse is the official sport in the state of Maryland.
That is false.
Cappy.
True.
Brian.
True.
And Mace.
True.
It is false.
Oh, yeah.
Beto's getting every single one of these.
John Hopkins is a big Maryland, big lacrosse school, but it's not the official
one,
game.
Actually,
one
jousting. Jousting is the official.
Yeah, jousting.
Oh, yeah, jousting.
I was
going
to say
yeah.
jousting.
I also lettered in jousting. Right. I lettered in jousting and aggressive okay. sitting.
Yeah.
One
more.
Foiling. What? Foil.
I think we call
we
it because we got 2 minutes left.
We're
and
done,
Beto's
bro.
Got a big lead.
Winner.
That's 5-2.
I donate my victory to John Ireland.
You want to do the tiebreaker?
Yeah, do the tiebreaker, sure.
In what year was the first mechanical clock constructed?
Oh.
Just closest.
Okay.
Let's go, Mace.
1796.
1796. Beto.
1928.
Cappy.
1945.
1945. Brian.
1888.
You all went way, way over. It was 1273.
Oh.
Back in 1273.
At the Norwich Cathedral in England.
Of course.
They did what?
They had a mechanical clock.
They were the first to construct a mechanical clock.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a digital
yep.
clock.
Yeah. Interesting. Yep.
Just right. random facts.
Random
Beto,
facts.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
2 points.
Way to go, Beto.
Woo! That's
2 points.
You're a smart guy.
All right, so
look
as we're
big brain on Beto.
As yeah. we're winding this
look
sucker down, we're getting ready for
Beto.
Lakers versus Memphis in Memphis. And they're coming off a big win last night, double overtime victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. LeBron is listed as questionable. AD is listed as questionable. We should have rulings on that pretty quick. Tomorrow, you can join me and DeMarco, along with Travis and Slee, for MLB opening day live show, Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Special thanks to Corona Extra for making it possible. Corona Extra, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina. Find the fine life. We'll see you tomorrow. Clearman's Galley, 7215 Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel. Cappy, blast, man.
Friday
night.
Friday. We going to get loose.
We're going to get loose
Friday night
at the Whiskey. Beto, are you coming to the Whiskey Friday night? Oh, come on, man. Get loose.
Friday night with Yachtly Crew. There are still some tickets available.
Are there?
Is my understanding. Yes, still some tickets available. All right, Alan Sliwa is standing by to get you ready for Lakers and Memphis. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.